This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy's with us. Charles in Ohio's with us. And Dr. Shealy, I went outside during the top of the hour break, and it's really windy. We built a, we put in a post. It's probably 16 feet tall, buried 3 feet in the ground. And so we have 13 feet in the air, and we mounted a number two C.S. Bell bell. And it's 16 inches diameter at the bottom. It weighs 55 pounds. And I decided to train the dogs with it. So sticking up in the air on this 5-inch by 5-inch post is this cast iron bell. And I ring it, and I call the dogs, and they come running. So they're trained to that. Now, that's what I wanted for. And for emergency purposes, if I want to call the family, and we don't need electronics, just use this bell. Well, it is so windy, Dr. Shealy, this thing's ringing all by itself. Is it windy where you are?
Well, yes. When I opened the door this morning, the screen door, it actually flapped it back as far as it could with the wind, just like that.
Yeah, yeah. I asked Mrs. Finelli, we have casement windows here that kind of crank outward, so I asked her if she could close all the windows. While I was on the air, so the windows just don't, you know, move down the neighborhood. So that was the story about the bell, and this really is interesting about the breatharians, and but it doesn't seem like it would last. And from what I learned about it during this broadcast was just as Charles said, there are people who have tried it, and they've decided that it didn't work as well as they wanted, so they went back to eating food. But one guy, they said, was able to survive without food or water for 15 days. But, you know, massive, massive amount of weight loss, body weight. So what about brain damage, Dr. Shealy, for someone who might try something like this, saying that, you know, they don't need to eat
food?
Well,
you know, in my experience, your brain is going to be damaged the worst of all, because it needs not only protein and, you know, calories and stuff like that, but needs B vitamins especially, and all kinds of other things. So,
and that requires meat. That requires meat, right?
Well, you know, you can get B complex out of all kinds of things, but in general, because of the pollution in the air today, you need over 10 to 20 times what you needed 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So I was reading an article on Daily Mail about, and the headlines are children better protected by natural immunity or vaccination? And what they're finding out is exactly what you said, Dr. Shealy. We've talked about this a number of times, that you know, your immune system, your own immune system is better than getting one of those kill shots. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, there's no question about it. And unfortunately, the non-intelligentsia are pushing the wrong thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. When I was a child, back in the 1950s, there was this cartoon, and there was this guy by the name of Popeye, P-O-P-E-Y-E, the Sailor Man, Popeye the Sailor Man. And this guy, whenever he needed to do something that required more strength, he would down a can of spinach. And we've been talking about dark green leafy vegetables, and so what they're saying is, if you have a diet heavily fortified with spinach and maybe some mushrooms, you cut the risk of heart disease by 25%. Any thoughts about that, Dr. Shuey?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I make spinach soup, but I put one thing in I probably shouldn't put in there. I take spinach and I rinse a can of spinach, for example, if we don't have fresh spinach. Take a can of spinach and rinse it with water and rinse it. And then put it in a pan, some extra virgin olive oil, some garlic, and sometimes a very small amount of potatoes, just a little bit. And I should not put the potatoes in there, a couple slices of a potato. That's it. And it's great. It's and I don't need to put the potatoes in. Just the spinach and a little bit of garlic and some olive oil and heat it up. And then, Dr. Shuley, any comments about spinach soup with
garlic
potatoes?
Garlic is another excellent thing for the immune system.
So are we finding out, Dr. Shuley, that the more we try to mess with Mother Nature, the less it's working?
Well, definitely, no question about it. Again, remember, to call something organic, in my opinion, is wrong, evil, illiterate, etc., because 75% of the rain and 90% of the groundwater has Roundup in it.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts about how to purify the water other than maybe a carbon block type of water filtration system or a ProPure water filtration system? That's what we use.
Well, reverse osmosis, of course, is the other way of doing it. I don't know any other way of getting rid of Roundup.
Okay. And, you know, we're talking about pollution and the effects it has on our bodies. And one of the things, there's a list of things that that pollution has done to damage our health and damage our bodies. And one of them is that children we're finding that children are having a lower IQ to mothers who are born in polluted areas compared to those with cleaner air. 7 points. That's, you know, on average, if the average IQ is 100, 7 points means 7% lower. That's significant.
And if they drink fluoridated water, it's going to be 10% lower.
17%. You get pretty soon. You're getting into, you know, the plagiarist territory.
Yeah.
And it's also been reported that children who are in these higher pollution areas are found to have a poorer memory. So when
the brain is responsible for that. So if your IQ's down, your memory's down.
Yeah, it kind of explains why some people get selected for government positions, right? Delay in the development of children. So not only do they have lower IQ, worse memories, but their development is slowed down. So people who live near busy roads, you know, trucks and buses and cities, and have worse hand-eye coordination. This is sounding like pretty much everything's going wrong with pollution.
Well, everything affects everything.
And it makes children more anxious. So there was a University of Cincinnati study that says that children's brains that have been subjected to greater pollution levels are more anxious.
Interestingly, a study reported just the last 10 days is that a national average of anxiety has gone from 11% to 41%.
Does that explain why people walking down the city streets will just see an elderly woman, you know, just minding her own business, walking in the opposite direction, and they sucker punch them and knock them out?
Yep.
Or they just start shooting randomly in a restaurant? is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
And so what is this? Is this air pollution? Is it just stress? Is it not having jobs? Is it all of the above? Is it?
Well, I think the game of the vaccinata mafia has been to make people fearful of life itself. Period.
Well, there's a series on Netflix. It's called something like How to Be a Tyrant or So You Want to Be a Tyrant or something like that. But tyrant is in the title of it. And it talks about what you need to do to be a tyrant. And there are perfect examples of tyrants in history that you can all relate to. And the idea is that you, if you want, you know, becoming a tyrant is, that's the easiest part. Staying a tyrant, that's the toughest part. And not that becoming a tyrant, because once you're a tyrant, everybody wants to kill you, right? So, but the point is that in order to stay a tyrant, you have to instill fear in virtually everyone, including those close to you. They have to absolutely fear you, that you are going to destroy them, kill them, destroy their families, kill their families, torture them, etc. And if you look around, and you look at, and what do I say? That saying is, what would the king do? And I'm thinking about, you know, king in Europe. What would the king do? Well, torture, terror, dungeons, whippings, right? Drawing and quartering, dragging someone, you know, behind a horse down a dirt road. You know, all kinds of things like that. So, yeah, that's what tyrants do. And they say that if you live in an area with lots of pollution, you will cut your child's life short, and by 2 years. 2 years. So that might be 3%, right, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you know, who knows in today's world. Actually, Ann Landers wrote an article way back in the 70s. It's 16% of people writing her wish they had never become parents. That led to my wife and I writing a book called To Parent or Not.
Mm-hmm.
You should make these decisions with purpose and forethought.
And a lot of people read Ann Landers. I mean, she'd be on in the media, in the newspapers once a week, and people would love to read her columns. And a lot of what she said made a lot of sense, didn't it, Dr. Shuley? I mean, I don't...
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think I had any problems with what she wrote. Okay. And they say that people who live in polluted areas have a greater risk of autism.
No problem. Everything affects the brain.
And, you know, class, this is obvious. What we've been talking about is absolutely, positively obvious. However, how many people have connected the dots between air pollution, water pollution, ground pollution, pollution in the food, etc., to children having a low IQ, to children having poor memories, to delays in development, making children more anxious, cutting a child's life shorter, raising the risk of autism, and of course asthma. That makes absolute perfect sense. And if you've been to a high school and you see the children, you know, running track or sports after school, they pull out their inhalers because they can't breathe. Because they had, yeah, absolutely true. And it's not just one, it's a whole bunch of them. So this asthma thing is a big deal, and obviously it has something to do with air pollution. It has to. How about making children fatter? There's another study that says children who live in polluted areas were about a little over 2 pounds heavier than those who grew up with cleaner air. And they believe it has something to do with nitrogen dioxide. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, it's only 2 pounds. And actually, the increase in weight, even among teens and younger, is greater than that. So it's sloppy food as well.
Charles, when we come back, I'd love to hear your comments. Charles is with us. Dr. Shuley is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler's with us. And if you'd like to call his office to arrange for an appointment to meet with Dr. Shuler in person, on the telephone, or via telecommunications, that number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. By the way, that's the number I call when I want to get in touch with Dr. Shuler's office. Charles is with us. Charles, you live in Ohio. And Ohio used to be the tire state, right? They used to make, wasn't it the tire capital of the world?
Rubber capital, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's probably enough pollution to go around in Ohio, but we probably don't make as many tires in Akron. or unless China has a new city called Akron, we probably don't make as many tires there as we used to. But what are your thoughts about pollution living in an industrialized state, or a formerly industrialized state?
Yeah, it's a dramatic difference from when my childhood, the air was fouled a lot more with the products from the industry here. And now it's cleaned up considerable, I guess, since, like you're saying, a lot of the production has moved offshore. And, I had this argument with a gentleman I knew. We were talking about, I'm not sure the exact figures, but he was saying like there, if we took all of the population of the world, we have enough room in Texas to give everybody a square mile and we could all occupy Texas. And my thought was that, that'd be good because we'd be using the rest of the world for a slag heap for everybody's automobile, everybody's tires, everybody's gas, everybody's waste. It's more, looking at the density of the population, everybody doesn't want to live in Texas under the blistering sun year-round. But, I think that pollution is really a big factor. And like you were saying, 10 points for the pollution and another 10 points for fluoridated water. And I also heard that childhood vaccinations would lose you about 10 points. But I also wondered if the doctor ever has an opinion on the deuterium-depleted water and primary water. I would assume that some of the studies have shown that those have an effect on development and IQ.
Dr. Shuler, any thoughts on that?
It always comes back to everything affects everything, either positively or negatively. So it's a strange world.
Charles, would you tell us what exactly is deuterium-depleted water?
I guess that's a heavier form of it's taken what is the helium, and it's the one with the extra ion. And is that the one they use for the early reactors to moderate
heavy
the
water.
Neutron?
Heavy water.
Yeah.
Heavy water, yeah. You're talking about.
And what they say is that human DNA, well, like we get up in the morning and first thing we do is have the water, and it affects our DNA, and that's the way we detox and our bodies exist. But the heavy water, it damages our DNA because it can't handle that extra weight. And I guess that it's systemic within our water. It's only like one or two drops per quart or gallon, but it's detrimental. They say that people who have tried to, I guess a lot of research coming out of Russia, they have a machine that is capable of filtering it out, and it will improve people's health and longevity if we get it out of our water.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuler, there's been reported on the news is that there's a shortage right now of diapers and adult diapers, depends. Do you think that any of that could be as a result of pollution, diet, water, where our digestive tract, our urinary tract, etc., isn't operating properly and people are wetting their pants? I'm wondering if the whole situation has been made worse by more people needing these adult diapers and children's diapers because of pollution, water, etc. Can we talk about that when we come back? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuler and Charles.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceled roughly 1,800 flights over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. The mass cancellations came after its pilots asked a court to block the company's new COVID vaccine mandate. More than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday, according to Flight Aware Tracker. President Trump returned to Des Moines, Iowa to kick off his latest Save America rally. On Saturday, the 45th president highly criticized Joe Biden and his administration for mishandling a long list of issues the country has been facing for the past 9 months under Democrat leadership. The Afghanistan withdrawal to the border crisis, Trump told his supporters, "We're going to take America back." End quote. The Department of Homeland Security reported Friday the Biden administration is canceling two border wall contracts in the Laredo sector of the U.S.-Mexico border. That will leave about 31 miles of border without a wall. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
After 100 days of extreme pandemic lockdown measures in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the lifting of some restrictions Monday.
Today is a day so many have been looking forward to. A day when the things we take for granted we'll celebrate. Being with family and friends, getting a haircut, grabbing a meal together, going to the pub and having a beer with your mates. These are things that across New South Wales and particularly in Sydney, people will be able to do again today. And I know all around the country that will be true.
With a population of nearly 26 million people, roughly 1,500 Australian souls have been lost to COVID-19 complications. With nearly 200 prisoners released from New York's Rikers Island, Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul praised her own decision. Now with nearly a dozen of those rearrested, it appears some of these folks were not thankful for her mercy. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli says the Big Apple's crime wave isn't going to stop as long as the same leadership philosophies of minimal consequences are being applied to criminals.
Well, but meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, she's someone who grew up in politics trying to frame herself as a moderate Democrat, but now she finds herself facing a very real primary in June against bona fide progressives down in New York City. So she's doing everything she can in this brief period of time to appeal to the fringe far left. And one of those is adopting this, you know, close Rikers, let people out of jail mantra, where we're releasing people, even though in many cases these are known gang members.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shue is with us. Charles is with us. Charles, do you have any comments about the shortage of diapers and Depends? Any comments about that?
No, not really. But again, with environmental pollution, I do stuff similar to what Dr. Shue recommends, but I might take a daily or twice a week activated charcoal capsule. I consume some hydrated clay occasionally. And I do use the greens, the dark greens, bitter greens, especially the arugula, kale, chard, and collard for detox. I try and do daily detoxification and occasionally a poultice.
Dr. Shue, your comments
well,
about...
the cause is mainly anxiety, let's face it. Anxiety has zoomed up almost four times normal during this epidemic. And it makes every nerve in your body more likely to go ape, so to speak. So to me, the antidote is to train yourself to detach from the crud you cannot do anything about it. That's auditory training. It calms the nervous system at all levels.
And class, if you'd like to learn more about autogenic training, go to Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and you can download the information about the autogenic training, and you can calm your nervous system down. Now, the exact opposite of that, Dr. Shealy, at Disney Research, I didn't even know there was a Disney Research until recently, and they have... I know they've been working with how to get people to think they're on a shorter line. You know, when people went to the Magic Kingdom, they'd make them think that this line is really moving fast, and you know it's like an hour and a half long, you know, to get through the line. So they've done that kind of research, but I didn't know that they were interested in high tech research. That for example, they have something. They built this room. Now this is they've proven this. They've tested this. They built a room, kind of like a microwave oven, but it's a room, and they can charge your cell phone wirelessly. So you can go into this room and set your cell phone down, and it will get charged without wires, you know, in some amount of time. I don't know the exact amount of time.
You couldn't pay me $1 trillion to go in that room.
That was one of the questions that I had for you. You know, we're talking about people being hyper anxious and over anxious and anxious. And so if we are going into a room so we can have our cell phone charged, that's without a wire. That's like, I can't think, only Elon Musk would think of something more dangerous than that, and he has. So,
well, it would be walking into a nuclear reactor, I think.
Yeah. You get to do it once, right? And then they carry you out. So the idea of this charging system, wireless charging, how complicated is it to have, if you have to have a cell phone, to have a charger on a short cord, you plug the charger into the wall outlet, and then you have your cell phone plugged in. Now, you can avoid all that by having an adapter on your cell phone, which you'd have to buy, and then go to Walt Disney to have this wireless charging work. But what happens when you go home? You're going to have to go back to the cord, right? Or you're in your car, you're going to have to go back to the court. It's the dumbest thing. So I just wanted to get your opinion about using the electromagnetic forces in the microwave bandwidth for charging.
Well, I don't even own a microwave oven. That tells you what I think about it.
And they all leak, class.
I would walk into one.
That's what we're talking about. Class, I have a microwave leak detector, and every single microwave oven that I have tested leaks, 100% of them. And if you listen to Bert Pertonis, he went up on top of a mountain above Silicon Valley, California, and measured the microwave, the floor level of microwave radiation. And then years later, he went back and did it again, and the floor level came up so high that there was no minimum level. The whole day was, you know, at the same level with all these microwave devices cooking everybody. So that was one thing. The next, and we talked about this a little bit on Friday, Dr. Shealy, then with Bert Pertonis, who is a radio frequency engineer. Then we talked about another very terrible thing, in my opinion, and that was, there are Ericsson, the communications giant, has proven that they can charge wirelessly devices. So let's say you're in a city and you want to hang a 5G transmitter/receiver on the side of a building, but there's no outlet there to power that, and there's no uninterruptible power to keep that thing working, you know, without failure. So what Ericsson has done is they have tested, proof of concept, that they can charge a battery for a 5G type of device with a laser beam, high powered laser. And you know, there are people who are really concerned about that, like me, and we say, are you kidding me? You're going to have a laser beam beaming through the air, and not just one, maybe hundreds of thousands of them, and if something flies through that air or walks through that beam, it's going to be hit instantaneously. But Ericsson says, yeah, but it's okay, because what we're doing is we have a system that if the beam is interrupted, we shut it down. Well, if the beam has been interrupted, that means that something just got blasted with a laser beam. And if you look at any laser device, they all have warnings. Don't look at it. You'll do eye surgery. You know, if you look into a laser, those kinds of things, you'll hurt yourself. You'll damage your skin, etc. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about the potential for putting wireless charging devices using laser beams?
Well, it sounds like exploding a nuclear bomb downtown. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. And so what do we do? What do we do when these things just show up in our neck of the woods? You know, they just
move to a valley, I think.
Charles, do you have any comments about laser power, POL, power over laser?
Oh, yeah, that's the idea they have beaming microwave energy down to the Earth from an orbiting satellite to collect it. Like they say, once they aim that microwave beam down here to Earth, it's a possibility of it getting off target and doing terrible damage.
And remember, human DNA resonates at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. So we're very, very, very sensitive to that kind of frequency.
You know, if you apply what Charles just said to principles that we've all learned in science class in elementary school, you can concentrate light with a magnifying glass. I mean, you can certainly look at a small object with a magnifying glass, like a 10 power 10x magnifying glass, and you can make it appear 10 times larger. You can also take that magnifying glass and bring it out in the sunlight, and you can take a leaf, you know, a brown leaf that's fallen off a tree, and if you aim that magnifying glass probably like 6 or 8 inches away from that leaf, you can set it on fire with simply the sum of all of the surface area of the sun's rays, focusing them. Let's say your magnifying glass is 3 inches in diameter. Take that 3-inch surface and then concentrate that down into something the size of a pencil point. That will generate so much heat that you can set a leaf on fire. Dr. Shuley, I'm sure you've done that too, haven't you, when you were a child?
Oh, yeah. I be very careful. And, Kate, one of the reasons I live on a farm is as far away as I can from that crap.
Yeah. And so we've said it so many times. Class, you got to get out of Dodge because there are people who are dreaming stuff up while you're sleeping. And it's dangerous stuff. I mean, how do you justify? How does a company say, but this is really cool? You see, you don't have to have that 3-foot really thin wire that's plugged into your wall outlet. You don't have to do that. You can just have this device in your kitchen and put your cell phone down on the kitchen counter and it'll charge. And you don't have to worry about that wire. But it'll cost you $300. Or 200, or 100, or 50, whatever the price is. I mean, why would anybody even consider that? Why would any...
You know, you couldn't pay me $1 billion to have one.
It's dangerous, dangerous technology. Very dangerous. And, class, you know, I've mentioned this on the air. There was a toy back in the 1960s. It was called The Big Ear. The Big Ear. And all it was a parabolic reflector, orange plastic reflector, let's say 18 inches in diameter. And at the focal point of this reflector was a microphone. It had an amplifier in the back, and you hooked that up to an earphone. And you could aim this big ear 100 feet away, and you could listen to a conversation 100 feet away. It would collect the audio frequencies and amplify them at the parabolic reflector, focus them on the microphone, and then again amplify them with electronics with an amplifier, and you could listen. Well, that's just grabbing these frequencies out of the air and concentrating them. That's what that's doing. So when we talk about beaming high energy from satellites, when Charles mentioned that, he's talking about gathering maybe energy from the sun and then transmitting it. through a high focal point to the surface of the earth. If you happen to be walking through that, you're probably going to be a crispy critter. Is that what you're saying, Charles?
Yeah, I believe there was a science fiction book written on it, but you run into trouble. Airplanes flying through it, you know, you have to be careful.
Yeah, and I'm not getting on an airplane. I don't think Dr. Sheila's getting on an airplane. Are you going to get one on one, Charles?
No, I haven't flown since I've gotten out of service.
What branch of the service were you in, Charles?
Marines.
And did you ask a lot of questions while you were in the Marines?
Well, no, not really. It's but I could see that when they had a problem, they would solve it with what they had—a bunch of bodies to throw at it. And I wasn't in during any I didn't participate in any of the conflicts. But yeah, we were their resource. You know, you can move it with high technology, but when you got 10 guys around, you guys go over there and pick it up and get it done.
Are you familiar with the pollution at Camp Lejeune's water supply?
Oh, I was right down there by that, but yeah, I heard about it, yeah.
Cherry Point, North Carolina. So for those who don't know about it, I'm going by memory, so it might be some holes in it. But there was some pollution from some of the equipment that was on site, maybe buried, and it contaminated the water, and people got really sick. And one of my dear friends ended up succumbing to it. And I called him up before he died recently, and I said, so do you want to come on the air? And he said he was just too sick to do it. And I said, so how did this happen? He said, I know how it happened. It was the water at Camp Lejeune. They were drinking the water, and it gave cancer. It's a precursor to getting cancer for a bunch of Marines. Absolutely true. So you can look that up. Camp Lejeune, Cherry Point, North Carolina. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Doctor, and this is just going to put an exclamation point on what Dr. Shealy's been saying for at least the 10 years, or actually going on 11 years as I've known him. So if you type in Camp Lejeune, comma, cancer, okay, in a search engine, Camp, C-A-M-P, Lejeune, L-E-J-E-U-N-E, you'll find out that from the 1950s through the 1980s, as many as a million people living or working at the U.S. Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune in North Carolina were potentially exposed to drinking water contaminated with dangerous cancer-causing chemicals such as industrial solvents, benzene, vinyl chloride, and other chemicals. So if you think that you're drinking, you know, city water and everything's okay, these guys, about a million from the 1950s to the 1980s, 30 years, were drinking water that was contaminated. And I'm sure they treated the water at Camp Lejeune. But in the water was trichloroethylene, vinyl chloride, benzene, heavy metals, pesticides, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, polychlorinated biphenyls, biphenyls, and NPCEs. So what has happened? Well, people got adult leukemia, anemia, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's disease. And there are other adverse outcomes like esophagus cancer, breast cancer, female infertility and miscarriage, lung cancer, etc. So who does this affect? The U.S. Marines, Navy personnel, reservists, National Guard personnel, civilian employees, and family members. It's pretty serious. Exactly what you've been telling us, Dr. Shealy, that we are surrounded, top, bottom, left, right, 360 degrees by pollution. And there's only one thing that we think that you can do, Dr. Shealy, and that's get out of Dodge, right? Isn't that it?
Well, you know, again, live in a valley and do as much as you can for yourself. That's the best I can do.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, class, I've been, you know, all summer long I've been eating peppers and tomatoes and peppers and tomatoes, and I'd redo it, more peppers and tomatoes. And you know, you really can fix your health by eating properly, taking the right supplements, but you have to avoid shooting yourself in the foot with the pollutants. You know, getting behind that city bus and breathing the exhaust. living next to a new power generation plant, drinking water that has been contaminated by the Hooker Chemical Company, like in New York State. There are plenty of locations where companies have just destroyed the environment, and that's called externalization. They say, well, yeah, we can't afford to treat this. We can't afford to dispose of it safely. We don't know what to do with it, so we'll dump it in the rivers. And then later on, other people, that'd be you and me and, you know, taxpayers, etc., get a chance to pay for all of the cleanup after the company's gone bankrupt. That's what happens. Dr. Julie?
Well, the government sucks, in my opinion. It is the least sane organization I know.
Last Friday, hour number two, Bert Bertals was with us. I mentioned he's a radio frequency engineer. He's been attacked by the IRS, and they went after him. He bought some securities for a company that went bankrupt. And so evidently, the IRS feels that Bert owes over $18,000 in taxes. He didn't make any money. The company went bankrupt. So the IRS is coming after him. And we'll talk about what happened over the weekend. It got even worse. Not only did they steal $18,000 from him, they locked down his account. Who did it? Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith. So an agent for the U.S. government / IRS, as I understand this. And he'll explain what is happening. But, class, this is so serious. Imagine you have a retirement account, and the government says to the custodian, you're going to have to put lock down that account, and we want X amount of dollars from that account. Imagine what your surprise would be if you had an account and the government stole money from you and you couldn't get it back. Because the company, like Merrill Lynch, says, no, we didn't do it. The accounting company did it. The accounting company says, we did it on orders of Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch says, we did it on orders of the IRS. And Bert says, and then they say, "Go, Bert, you go fix it." Well, Bert can't fix it because he didn't do it. You have to go with the people who filed the documents. This kind of stuff, I think, is going to take off more and more under Jumpin' Joe's administration, class. This is serious stuff. And we're the only guys reporting it. And as Dr. Shealy mentioned to me, GCN may be the only avenue for you to hear things like that. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Maybe it's just that way.
Yeah. Class, very serious. Charles, thank you for being with us. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for all that you do for the world and all that you have done. And I'm going to need to swing over to Springfield and get some more youth formula and some Dr. Shealy's essentials. Thank you so much. You too, Dr. Shealy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.